Here's Wilson, and on the right circle, he scores!
Rebound loose, wild scramble in front, score! Ovechkin with a buzzer beater! It'll count!
And a hat trick tonight, number 21, Evan Bishop.
Braden Holtby!
Hey there. Hello and welcome to the Power Play Point podcast. this is, who am I? The Blue Liner on Point. And like to, welcome you to this explicitly rated podcast. In all seriousness, I'm just going to warn you out there. You got the young kiddos listening. Might want to send them off to another room at this point. Because, I'm going to put the... Well, Anna and I are going to put the blue in blue liner. Hey, Anna, you there?
I am here.
You
Toasty.
Are.
And here and... amused. How's that?
What are you having?
Vodka tonic.
Vodka tonic, sweet.
Yes, with a little bit of lemon. It's my go-to. And you, Mr. Blue Liner, what are you having tonight?
I'm switching off between some Elysian Fields Space Dust IPA. That's a pale ale beer. Those who are not familiar with that. And that switching off between that and my own homemade special eggnog. Because
tis
the season.
It is.
Yeah,
it is. It's
in
just
case,
Christmas Eve.
Yeah,
but no, go back. No, go back.
What's that?
Go back. What's in the special eggnog? I hate eggnog.
Well,
fucking
yeah,
gross.
I'll get into that in just a second. But I just want to.
Okay.
I just want to warn everybody. I mean, so we've been kind of hinting the last couple weeks or so that we would be doing a very special holiday podcast. Well,
yes.
And when we meant very special, it follows in the tradition of other hockey podcasts where you do a drunk session, which is what Anna and I are doing now.
Correct.
And
although one may seem more drunk than the other.
Well, what's that supposed
to be? But the other is getting there.
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, so anyway, that's why... If you're wondering why things sound a little bit different right now, that would be why. Because, yeah. And as they say, what happens in Vegas sure as shit better stay in Vegas after last night's game. Jesus Christ.
The worst...
Jesus,
fucking A.
Well, I give those guys credit. Vegas, they can play. They're not a bad team.
No, I think I had a drunk text last night. I was drinking more last night. Now I'm kind of feeling like shit this morning. So to kind of get up to your level, I'm too old. My hangovers last too long. But anyways, but I am here in spirit, and I'm drinking spirit, so we're all good. But I will say, I think my drunken text last night was, if the Caps don't get their shit together, you're going to see the Knights and Preds one, both, however it works out in the Cup. God.
And you, okay, that was a drunk text? I thought you were being serious.
I don't know. I probably, well, I kind of am. But I don't like. Right, but you, they're a hell of a team now.
You do know they're in the same conference, though, right?
They can't... No, I know. Well, that's what I mean. Like, so I probably sent it as a drunk text, but I was hoping. I'm just thinking. I don't know. They're damn good. They're a Cinderella team.
Well,
so
yeah. Well, you know, it's a long season. We'll see. We're a third of the way in, so we'll see. But yeah, they. I mean. I won't argue. They look damn good right about now.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to our boys. I mean, I know when everyone's back-to-back and West Coast game and whatnot, and I'm like, I get it, but man, we just looked like...
Shit.
Yeah, fucking shit.
Yeah.
So, yeah. The fact that it was, 3-0 in the first period, it was like, okay...
Yeah, and then I got back to the house and the kids were like, "Yeah, Vegas is up 2-0." I'm like, "Oh man, don't tell me that."
Yeah, and then you got Fleury in goal, and it's like,
"Oh, whoa, yeah, no, don't go into that too. That's a big bone of contention with Mrs. Blue Liner. She was cursing at the screen every time he'd make a save, and that."
Yeah, not pretty.
That was not fun at all to watch.
No, it sucked. So anyways, let's get back into, like, happier.
Yeah, oh yeah, you asked me about my
eggnog.
Yeah.
Which is fucking gross.
Look, I've always liked eggnog, but I mean, come on, I mean... I don't, it's a drink that I don't get. Eggnog's always been a strange and weird drink to me. Cause, I mean, you open it up, I mean, there's no eggs, there's no nogs. I mean, what's the deal?
What's a nog?
Exactly. What the hell is a nog anyway? I mean, I always was told, well, use your noggin. I mean, does that mean it's part of a brain? I mean, so what the fuck? Are we drinking, like, monkey brains or something?
Gross.
Oh, excuse me.
There you go.
So, I didn't try it until I was, like, 10, and they were like, oh, yeah, you gotta try it. It tastes like candy. And I was like, yeah, it tastes like candy. To me.
No, it doesn't.
It does to me.
No. It's like... it's disgusting.
No, it's fine to me. I mean, so I went and got me a jug of Lucerne Light Eggnog. At least that's what it says here. Better than a jug of saliva, a jug of saliva, and
gross.
I got my own homemade recipe going, and it's about a shot and a half of Bacardi light rum, and a shot and a half of Di Serrano amaretto liqueur, and it's not half bad.
Nope.
Not half bad for a holiday drink.
No.
Which we're going to need one of 17 or so, especially after last night's game, like we were saying.
Yeah, that was...
That was bad.
It was bad. Like, I don't even know who was... Honestly, I don't even know who was on the ice. It was like... I came downstairs where I watched the games here, and... was like, hey, how about that 3-0 lead in the first? Oh my God, Holtby looked pissed. He looked tired. You know, the team wasn't together. And this is probably one of the few times that you and I are going to talk in which I don't have anything good to say about my boy Tommy.
Well, yeah.
Like, I was really hoping.
Nobody played know. Good. Nobody played
no,
good.
No, well,
last
that's
night.
Just it. Like, everybody, it was just, it sucked.
Everybody stunk last night.
Yeah.
Right,
so.
Come on. I was telling you before, Mrs. Blue Liner was cursing at the TV. And, you know, she's like, why is that Marc-Andre Fleury got to be so damn good all the friggin' time against us?
Right.
Like, oh, you know, it's just frustrating to watch, but at the same time, I mean, I posted True Caps fan. Hey, I'm not surprised. I mean, look at this team. They're good.
They are good. They are good. And that's just it, you know. And I don't know. Cinderella teams are fun to watch. So I'm not, you know, I'm sticking with the Caps 100%. But it's like, okay, well, if it's, you know, some team that's going to go all the way, why not let it be a Cinderella team that everyone was laughing at the name? They were laughing at the location. They didn't know who some of the players were. And it's like, listen, these guys are just, you know, straight up like Hoosiers movie, and good for them. Well, so
you're right. You're right. You're absolutely right. And like I was saying, I mean, hopefully, cause there's more games to play and I think the road trip's over. But like I said, I mean, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, hopefully.
Hopefully.
And
we'll see.
The moral of that story is what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Right. Now, Gil, have you been to Vegas?
No. I've always wanted to go.
Really?
I've always wanted to go. And
wow.
I've never been. That's a bucket list thing for me. So yeah.
I'd love to, what makes it a bucket list thing?
I mean, okay, so ever since I was a little kid, you know, you see the pictures, you see the shots of the strip, the Vegas strip and all the lights and it was like, I saw that and I was like, wow, that's gotta be a fun place. And of course it is. It's America's playground. And so, I mean, yeah, I've always wanted to go there. I mean, and, you know, like you, I'm a bit of a gambler and, you know, good place to do that and have fun, you know, catch a good show and all that. And, you know,
it is. My advice is to not, just don't ever go more than, like, say 3 days, because I live not so close to it, but within driving distance of, like, a couple of hours or so. We used to go quite frequently, and so I've seen Blue Man Group, which is amazing to see, and Cirque du Soleil, which is awesome, and now it's a little bit more, you know, adding a high scale, you know, whatever kind of hotels and restaurants and all that kind of stuff. But I mean, it's an experience for sure. Absolutely. I mean, I've been going, let's see, for a while, pre-legal for sure. And
what's that mean? Pre-legal?
We have to be 21 to gamble.
Oh, so a not so 21-year-old Anna was taking those trips before, eh?
I was, because you know what? I would say that they have, I wish I could remember the name of it. It had like some stupid name, but there was a dance club there that was, it had a stupid name, but the place was amazing. And drinks and the music was awesome and it was huge. God, I wish I could remember it. Anyway, so lots of fond memories there before, you know, before being 21 and feeling like, oh, I'm gonna gamble like a dollar or two here and there, which is like, who fucking does that? So then I got a little bit older and now it's like, you know, Ian be like, stop, you're not winning. No more. You're not going to double. You're losing all this money. So, yeah, I've learned. But it is, you know, there are things in Vegas that are definitely worth putting on your bucket list. I could see that.
Yep. And the moral of that story is what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have a couple of those.
I said that already, didn't I?
Couple of times, but that's okay. No one's counting. Me, 4, but that's okay.
Okay. Hey, you said you had some stories about that?
Stories about what?
Stuff that should have stayed in Vegas.
Oh, Yeah, just thanks for putting me on the spot. No, just you know, just fun times, lots of free drinks when you're gambling,
define fun.
Just getting shit faced with friends and having an awesome time and dancing and hooking up with people and all that kind of stuff.
Oh,
this is all like before I was a responsible adult.
The plot thickens.
Yeah, so I had one. No.
No?
Fucking A. Don't set me up, asshole. God. Yeah. So, anyways, yes, I will say I had one gentleman who thought it would be really, really cool to impress me, more or less, with telling me that he was a fill-in for the band Tool as a guitarist. And of course, at the time, I was like, wow, that's amazing. You're so great. And then he wound up being super freaky stalker guy because I was living like 4 hours away in Santa Barbara and, he somehow found out where I worked. And called to tell me he was in Santa Barbara. And yeah, so that was, you know, this is like all before Facebook and I don't know, cell phones and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, it was a little bit disturbing to say the least. He found out where I worked. He called the radio station I was at, and then that asshole was like, oh look, Anna's gonna get a date and this is awesome, and it told him where I was working like during the day and called there, and just not cool. But anyway, so that wasn't it was fun, but I just thought it was very funny to be like, that was his line, that he was gonna, that he was the guitar player, the replacement, whatever it is for the band Tool. I wasn't impressed, but what I still hooked up with him, who cares?
Did he try to use you as his own personal tool?
No. Luckily, no, I was a little bit, well, no. I'll just leave it at no.
I want to ask, but I won't.
I know you won't, because it's like I want to retaliate and ask questions on your end, but I think you're probably more guarded, so.
No, you know what?
Filtered.
Just.
Yeah, I
no,
don't.
No, fire
don't
away. No, shoot back. Shoot back.
No, I don't. Like, I'm.
Why not?
I'm just saying. Like, I, you know, I had that experience, and I was just gonna say, do you have anything random like that?
Oh yeah, I mean, everybody. Pardon me. Yeah, everybody is. Everybody's got a story like that.
And yours is. I mean, I have other stories, but this was just pertaining to Vegas.
I mean, I've never been to Vegas and done anything like that, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. But I mean, there was. I mean, it's kind of embarrassing, but everybody's got a. I mean, it's kind of a tradition in the. Delmarva area to do when you're senior to do beach week in Ocean City,
right?
And the only thing I remember was setting a record for getting carded for trying to buy liquor. And
nice.
Yeah, a bunch of my friends were like, yeah, you look older than everybody. Go in and see if we can get some Purple Passion and.
Oh my God! Shut up for Purple Passion. Are you serious?
Purple Passion, yeah, that was the thing. Yeah, that was. They wanted
the
bottle
no,
with the sunglasses. That's what we were all after. And
well, and it was like in a 2-liter.
Yeah.
Plastic.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. See, I had that. Aw, we have something in common. That was about all I could have in high school. Like, my parents would sometimes, my brother's 5 years older, so he was already in college. So I was home junior, senior year in high school. And, my parents would go to Tahoe for the weekend or go wherever. And I would have a bunch of, my swimmer friends over. And that was basically our, drug of choice, drink of choice, whatever you want to call it, profession. And yes, that's so fucking funny. Yeah, because I haven't heard, because they don't make it anymore. You know, like it's non-existent.
They don't.
And this was like in the early, like 91, 92. So.
Yeah, 92 was the year. Yeah, it was that year. It was the year I graduated. Ladies and gentlemen, I will save you the trouble. I am 43. Okay, everybody happy? Good.
Old.
Yeah, old. That was the thing we tried to do, and I failed miserably, obviously. Because, they were like, get the F out of here. We know you're not old enough, so.
So no purple passion for you?
No, nothing like that. We went sans alcohol.
Oh, that's,
that sucked.
I don't know if that compares to my Vegas hookup tool story.
No, it doesn't. It, like I said, okay. I told you it was embarrassing, but I mean, speaking of embarrassing, I mean, did you hear the commentary in the game? I mean, I'm pretty sure I texted you about this.
Yes, which I thought was hilarious.
Locker said, rim it hard. Rim it hard.
That was awesome. Like, one of those moments where I didn't hear if Joe B had anything to say afterwards.
I don't think he did.
But I'm like, oh my god, there's just one of those things where, you know, it's like, there's so many puns you can do listening to football.
I hope somebody got that on, like, YouTube or something, because I would love to use that.
But there's, like, not as many... I guess people are stupid with, like, sticks and stick jokes and whatnot, but it's like...
Oh, that's...
It's not the same as it is in football, so, like, when you hear the commentators in football and they're like, oh, the tight end, and, you know, taking it up, the, you know, this and that, it's like, okay, that to me is always...
I mean, come on, hockey...
Fucking brilliant.
Hockey lends itself to a lot of stuff like that, come on. I mean, there's the puck. There's the obvious, you know, one there. Puck. I mean, come on.
Yeah, you know? But not.
Before I forget, okay. History lesson. You know what people used to use as a puck when hockey?
No, Gil, I don't.
Okay, I'll tell you. Stuff that came out of the back end of mooses and deers and walking creatures like that when they've had too many apples to eat.
Gross.
Know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
road apples. Yeah, exactly. And that's what got those were the first pucks. I'm serious.
I honestly am not touting.
Yeah.
I'm not. Okay.
I mean, you can imagine those things sliding up and down on the ice.
Yeah, but it still doesn't have the pun-worthy jokes that the NFL has.
Oh, you mean like dump and chase? That's another good one.
Yeah. No.
No?
No.
You don't like that?
No.
How about
like when you're
banging along the boards?
Well, that's just hot. So, cause it's like, come on now.
Yeah. I knew you'd like that one.
Yeah. But I don't know. When you're talking like I don't know, when you're talking about the tight ends and all that kind of stuff, that to me, it's like that's just it's a well, juvenile moment.
Defensemen are sometimes called backliners.
No. That's okay. It was a good effort though on your end.
Goalies wear pads.
Why would that be?
I don't know. I mean, pads.
No. Ew.
No. Okay.
No.
I don't know. I'm fishing here.
No, you are. You are. So it's time to move on.
Okay. Fine. The hell were we talking about?
Your purple passion moment.
Oh God, no, that's yeah.
We've moved on. Long since over with.
Never got to taste the purple
passion. There
purple
you go.
Passion. I did. I forgot what I was going to say.
Yeah. That makes for great radio.
Big surprise.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, that Vegas game. And I don't know what, I mean, they lost in Arizona, too. I mean, come on.
Which sucks.
It collapsed in that game. Like, what the hell, man?
Yeah. I really thought they were gonna leave Arizona after losing to a team that's like, you know, 8-23 and whatever their record.
Come on, man,
but it sucks.
2-0. Come on, what the hell happened there?
Yeah, it was bad. It was bad. And then, you know, again, like I said, that people are, you know, like, oh, it's, you know, back-to-back games, and it's West Coast. Well, who cares? They're not the only hockey team that has to travel, so they got to figure a way to win outside of D.C. and, you know, be confident in it.
Okay, so good. I'm not the only one that notices when they hit the road, stuff happens.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But it seems worse when they have to travel to the West Coast. And it's like, I just, you know, I can, I don't know. No. I just find it, I was frustrated. I wasn't even frustrated. I was disappointed. I was like, who the fuck are these guys? Like, they look like they're tired. They look like they don't give a shit. And then, you know, that was it. So now they're on vacation and home with their families, and they should be, and that's fine. So I guess we'll just have to see what happens. What, the 26th or 27th? I don't remember, whenever they come back. So, yeah, it's like something, it's fucking A.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have an answer. So all I know is, come on, stupid Caps app. Open up. Okay, so here's the schedule. So it's Christmas. Merry Christmas, everybody.
We still have an hour.
Common peoples of Virginia, the schleppers of Maryland, and the domain of cocaine. Sorry, can't say that anymore. The D.C., District of Columbia. Yeah, the you people. Christmas break until December the 27th against the Rangers in Madison Square Garden.
That's right.
And, God, it's another back-to-back, but we're at home at the Capital One Center against the, that team that I'm not allowed to make fun of because you get all nasty on me.
Right. Well, I was just going to say, so they play the Rangers and then they play the Bruins, and it's like, fucking A, two hard games back to back. But again, it's at home, and they've been, you know, having a little holiday. So, man, let's just hope for the best.
And, yeah, another home game on the 30th against the Devils.
And which, then, can we just say, Michael Latta?
Aw. Oh, that's right. Didn't he get signed by them?
He did.
Okay, well.
So, he was, yeah, so... He's one of my favorites.
Well, we'll see.
See how he so does. Not that I want him to be totally amazing and at the Devils. I'd like for him to be a Cap again, but I've met him once and he was so great and he's always been one of my favorites. So good for him. What the fuck was that?
Sorry, I was cleaning out my throat. No, I...
Because I was talking about Michael Latta?
Yeah.
Stop.
No, I'm kidding. Okay. Well, at least this isn't another Tom Wilson love fest.
Well, I can bring up Tommy anytime.
Oh, God. Yes, you do.
I love him.
Yes, I know you do. The whole frickin'... peoples who listen, the 20 or 30 or whatever freaks.
I do love him. He's awesome.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we get it. He's yeah.
He's Tom Wilson.
Especially when he's on top, eh?
Oh, definitely when he's on top. I'll take the top line. Yes. Woo-hoo! Yes. Set up for that line.
Yeah. He's good there too. So I hear.
Right. Mm-hmm. So you hear.
Yeah. So I hear.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Good times. Yeah. Absolutely. So the Devils on the 30th and no games until after the new year. Yeah. So, we won't worry too much about that. Just hope these last two losses aren't a trend, that's all.
I would definitely hope not. I think they're going to bounce back, and I think the Caps fans who come to root them on are awesome, and they're going to get them in the mood and keep them going and whatnot. But I do have a question. So Ian asked me the other day when you and I are going to go to a game together.
That's ladies and gentlemen, that's for all that you were curious, that's Anna's husband, by the way.
Right. No one cares, but yes.
You peoples that had bad intentions, yeah, no, she's taken, okay?
Stop.
Don't even go there, you peoples. You peoples with naughty intentions, you know who you are. She's taken. You understand?
No.
Yes. What?
Stop. There were no intentions.
Well, I'm just saying, for people with larceny in their throats or whatever. So, just saying.
All right. You're right. Thanks for protecting.
Yay. That's my job.
All right. Because of no one, but that's okay. So anyways, yeah. So he asked, and I was like, my God. Even if I had two tickets right the second with your schedule, it would never happen.
Well, I mean, look, no, I would say, hey, I got to take a day off. So, I mean, I can do that.
You can, but would you?
I would.
I don't believe you.
Well, try me sometime.
Okay. Well, no, I'd have to come in tickets first, but...
Yeah.
Okay.
It's about as easy as...
Well, that's just it. It's like, I will admit, how many games have you been to?
Well, the last game I was at was almost a year ago. It was January 13th of this year against the Hawks. And mm-hmm. me and three of my friends from work went, and one of them was a guy also named Ian, who's a big Hawks fan, and so yeah, he wasn't too happy when the score was 6-0 Caps, and they weren't to, yeah. The rest of us were happy, but, you know, it was, yeah, that was pretty good. This is the last game again. And it was, I mean, it was nosebleed seats and it was still good sight lines. I mean, I brought along a pair of binocs just in case, but I mean, I
Stop. You did not.
Yes, I did.
No.
What? Why? What's that? Why is that a bad thing?
God. You're just like taking like the geek level to like, the nth degree. Like,
why?
Who does that?
I'm sorry. I want to get the best possible view of the ice. And I got, when I used them, I got a damn good view of, stuff that Nick Backstrom did and, you know,
no.
a couple plays like that. And yeah, I mean, no, I was glad I had them.
No. Mm-mm. Anyways,
The hell with that. I'm going to bring them the very next time I'm going, even if it is with you. And
if it's a game with me, you don't know me. But if we're sitting next to each other and you have binoculars, no.
Well, you know, like I said, you can pretend you don't know me.
Oh, God.
Especially when
and you're going to have like around your neck, right? Oh, fucking nerd out. No. No.
I'll put them in my coat pocket, okay?
God. Like no, Inspector Gadget. Like,
no, you might. Yeah.
All right.
No,
anyways.
No, what you will hate are all my jokes about the refs.
I already hate your jokes, so if they're about the refs, that's just going to be the norm. So, and nothing will change there. But, so I'm asking, okay, so you've been to that game. Have you been to others?
Before that? Yeah.
Okay, like, down in the hundreds?
Oh, hell no. No. No, okay, not that close.
So here's the thing. It's like, I have twice. And all the other times I've been up in the same seats, like in the 400s, which, to me, the fan base is awesome. And everyone, and it's like, I don't think there's a bad seat. You know, it's like, you're there, it's the experience, you know, you got Wes Johnson announcing, it's like, you know, you just can't go wrong with the vibe in the building. And so that's amazing. But and I think I mentioned in the last podcast that my brother got me, tickets through a friend of his at work or whatever it was, and some guy in DC. And, we were like four rows behind, Holtby. Like, we had him twice in our, you know, on our side. Holy shit. Like, to be in that section that close to everything is an amazing experience. So, to me, I'm just like, oh, my God. Like, that's, you know, how amazing is that to see a game like that close? And I've seen it now twice that close. And then we've been back up in the 400s for a bunch of other games. And yeah. So if we're going to.
Two tickets down there. Yeah, that's going to be.
So you need to figure something out. Cause that's like, if I'm going to meet you for a game and this is to get you to not bring binoculars, we got to be down there.
So what you're saying. What you're saying is you want me to go down.
Yeah.
There.
All the way.
Yeah, it's going to cost a lot.
No. For me? Yeah.
For both of us. I feel the need to throw in a disclaimer. This has nothing to do with, this is not a relationship type thing. Anna and I are both married to other people, so, do not extrapolate anything unnecessary from this part of the conversation. Thank you very much. Now that that's out of the way.
Moving on.
I kind of also wouldn't mind going to the, I mean, I know they're probably sold out, but I wouldn't mind going to the outdoor game, because that's at Navy Marine Corps Stadium, which is practically in my friggin' backyard.
Yeah, it is.
In Annapolis.
Yeah.
I mean, I know exactly where I could walk there if I, well, mm-hmm. I mean, I
well, no, you couldn't.
No,
but
I couldn't, but I mean, if I really, 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 really wanted to, I could, but yeah,
right.
I mean, yeah, but the sight lines probably wouldn't be so good because, I mean, it's still a football stadium, so, I mean, you go there, whew, damn. Sorry about that. So you go there for the experience and not necessarily to see the game. And I'm sorry, but yeah, I would need my frickin' binoculars if I were there because I would want to actually see the game. Because if I'm paying frickin' $700 for tickets, yeah, I want to see the frickin' game.
But that's just insane. Like, who...
Yeah, I know. And
but I agree, though. It's about the experience.
Yeah.
So, that makes sense, but to pay that much, I can't.
No, I right now...
I can't, I won't, and I...
Right
yeah.
now, I couldn't justify that, but yeah, a one-time 100-level thing, yeah, that might be nice. We'll have to see. We will have to see. So you getting yourself any refills? I don't hear any.
I know. Well, last time I did, and I was getting somebody else a drink, and it was quite amplified in the background. So I'm like afraid to. But if I can do it now, because I'm like,
this is okay. So this is a drunk podcast. You're supposed to drink. I don't think
by
people.
I don't hear that on your end.
Oh, that's because I got started long before you did.
That's true.
I got my IPA bottle in front of me. You want proof? Right there, okay? What's the what? What the what? Ugh. What's got your knickers in a twist now?
One, no knickers. Two. I don't think anybody other than, like, maybe a 8-year-old does that with bottle.
Oh, I just did.
I know. Anywho.
And I just finished it off. So, if you wanted more proof.
But now, so IPA. So explain to me what it is again. Because I'm not a big, like, in college, like, a Bud Light, Rolling Rock is a good thing. Yeah. But all the other stuff, I'm like trying to figure out.
Give me a light. No, Bud Light.
No. Mm-mm. Moving on. So the IPA is, you said it's like a pale ale.
Yeah. So,
local brewery, or is this just some other? I don't even.
Ooh, pardon me. Okay, so an IPA is an India Pale Ale.
Yes.
Okay. And an India Pale Ale is a type of light colored beer, usually bitter. Damn. I think I finished it too fast.
I was going to say, apparently causing some issues.
No, I'm fine. Okay, so light-colored beer, similar to bitter, typically with a higher-than-average alcohol and hop content. So,
okay.
We were talking about bang for the buck, not to start that argument again, but basically you get a little more bang for the buck with an IPA because it tends to have a higher alcohol content.
Right, but doesn't it have more of a kind of aftertaste?
Yeah, well, it definitely does. It's an acquired, it's a bit of an acquired taste, but, you know, it's definitely, you definitely taste the hops. So,
okay.
I mean, unless you're really into that kind of thing, you don't, you know, you're not a real fan of the beer. I admit, when I first started getting into this stuff, you know, it was like, wow, that's kind of a trade-off there. But, I mean, the This one I'm drinking here is a Elysian Fields Space Dust IPA. And
how did you find this?
I found it at a local liquor store, and it was like the cover was a piece of hops with a face on it blowing the space dust. I was like, okay, I got to try this stuff. And it of course had the higher alcohol content, and I was like, yeah, I got to at least experiment, see what this stuff is like. And so the effect was, yeah, I mean, it was like, well, I'll give you a quick story. Friend of mine got backstage passes to, okay, Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh.
And, yeah. And,
locally?
I forget.
Oh, okay.
It was like one of his shows. And, yeah, he was like, come on,
no,
mate.
Stop.
You can use my private bathroom.
Stop.
And so they were both using the toilet. And he made a comment, I make a drink that can make you feel like you're on a whole other bloody planet, but I can't make a something that keep you from bloody peeling all over yourself. And something like that.
God.
And,
fucking asshole. Stop.
Anyway, so that's
like,
when
we've talked about that, but okay, go on.
Anyway, so that when I first drank this stuff, that's the effect I got. I was like, I felt like I was on a whole other freaking planet.
Because you felt like Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah. If you think about it, and I don't know. I was two, three bottles in. I was calling for Sharon, and I don't even have a Sharon in my life.
I hate you.
Why do you hate me? You don't hate me. I know you don't. I know for a fact you don't. Hello?
Yeah, that was weird.
What was weird?
Well, no, it totally just cut you off and said the connection was poor.
Oh.
You didn't get that?
No, I didn't get that.
I think it was because of your impression, but that's okay.
Oh, ha, ha, ha.
Well, we've talked about things that irritate Anna. It's on there. Although I almost took a picture when I was at the store today to, because I knew we were going to do this podcast under the influence. And it was, in my local Giant, and they're trying to,
that's my Giant.
You know, stop. Yeah, no. And, they're trying to, like, you know, promote, like, oh, Centerville, Virginia. Like, someone's got to come and buy, like, a Centerville, Virginia shirt. Like, no, it's never going to happen. And then I looked, and they had, like, a couple of Cap shirts. And I was like, oh, well, look at them, like, supporting the boys. Like, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Nothing great. And then I was like, oh, holy hell. Is that a sweater vest for the Caps? I'm getting this for Gil next year.
Oh.
And I just totally thought of you. I was like, oh my God, he would probably wear this.
A sweater vest.
Just kidding. And I only say that because it's on my list of things. Impressions, sweater vests, turtlenecks.
Mm. Uh-huh.
Robes. We've had this discussion ropes? Before. Robes.
Oh, robes.
God, get your mind out of the gutter. Robes? Yay. Robes? Nay.
Okay. Robes. And ladies and gentlemen, you out there listening, you on the other side of the earbuds, speakers, or whatever, I will leave that to your own imagination.
Anywho, yeah, but it was It is more fungus that way. Ha ha. God. But yeah. So anyway, so we, sweater vests in for the Capitals and the local Giant in Centerville. No.
That's my Giant. So,
yeah.
Is that what you say to Ian?
Maybe this afternoon I did, and that's what worked. So.
Ooh.
Oh. Or Austin Powers.
Nice.
It was nice. It was more than nice, but yeah.
Okay.
So anywho, back to the holiday spirit.
Yeah, that. Let me apologize if my going 10 rounds with Jose Cuervo offends anybody. But yeah, this was meant to be a celebration of the holidays, and
yes.
In part, and so yeah, this is
the kickoff.
I wish we could have gone in there on a higher note, other than, you know, being shut out by the damn vegan golden showers.
Oh, that's right. Fighting words. Wow. Okay.
I mean, come on. I mean, come on. Think about it. We lost to an expansion team. I mean, I know they're good, but damn it. Still a friggin' expansion team.
I agree. And then what's going to happen? I know.
It was painful.
It was painful. But our boys didn't step it up. They sucked.
No, they didn't. You know what? Yeah, you're right. They deserved to lose because they didn't play like they were supposed to play.
They played terribly. They absolutely played terribly.
And again,
so I'm like,
frickin' road loss, and that's not good, because come playoff time, you're going to have to play half the frickin' games on the frickin' road. So
right.
they better figure this shit out soon.
Yeah. Which I thought, I don't know, I felt like last year was a little bit better. Like last year, I felt like it wasn't, you know, the taunting was a lot towards Holtby, and they'd, you know, say their shit and whatever else, and, you know, pick on Tommy and whatever. But this has just been, like, the last two games are just brutal.
Yeah.
Last night sucked more than the Arizona. But Arizona, I was like, okay, wait, hold on a second. Like you said before, we were in it and then completely out. Like, they just completely lost the motivation. They didn't look good. And then you would hope that terrible loss would bring him to Vegas and think like, okay, this is it. Get your shit together. This is the last, you know, road trip, heading home for the holidays. Let's go and kick ass. And they were completely lost. They were, you know, missed passes, and I don't even know how many ridiculous shots on Holtby after the three goals he let in.
That's been the thing I've been complaining about since freaking training camp. Like, they give up way too many flipping shots. I mean,
way too many.
That's the key. That's going to be the key. Because 92% save percentage against 40 shots versus 30 shots. What do you think is going to be better?
I agree.
Oh, simple freaking math. You know what? Where have I said that before? Oh yeah, last week's episode.
Sorry. God.
Sorry, I didn't mean.
No, you're not.
No, I'm not.
I know you're not.
But still, you know, it's, come on. You know, you cut down the number of shots against, you cut down the number of chances you get scored upon. So, I mean, come on, simple freaking math. Buckle down. Start playing freaking defense.
I agree. Last night was awful. Absolutely awful. And then I think I saw, I don't know, one of the, it might have been on Twitter or something like that, and somebody, you know, kept, there was a bunch of people that were like, how come, you know, Wilson's not being more aggressive? How come he's not fighting? How come he's not this? And it's like, okay, so if he doesn't fight, if he does fight, people complain. If he doesn't fight, people want him to fight. You know, it's like, he can't win.
Yeah, but if he does, damned if he does. That's stupid.
I agree. And then we come, and then, you know, we come into the, you know, just this, just the game was just awful. It was just way too many mistakes and error. It was bad. They looked sluggish, to be honest. And maybe they were partying at the club I was at when I was.
Well, no, but to be fair, you know, the Knights are they're a good team.
And, they are.
You know, they're maybe it's expansion team, but they are a good team. They are legit. So
yeah,
I don't know. I mean, it's going to be very, if they make the playoffs, it's going to be very, very interesting because they will have already exceeded any expectations.
Absolutely.
The last, I'm blanking here. I think, I don't know. I got to do some checking here. Let's see. The last expansion team to make the playoffs in their first year, I'm pretty sure, was the Montreal Maroons, who, of course, everybody's like, what the hell is he talking about? They don't exist, they don't exist anymore.
Right.
Let's see. All right, their first year was 24. Okay.
I feel like they had
never
been.
Never mind. Yeah. They finished second last in the league their first year, so they didn't make the playoffs, but they bounced back the second year.
Right, I would have thought it would have been. No,
you're
totally
right.
Wrong.
You're right. No, I'm thinking. Okay, so yeah, obviously the teams that the 67 expansion, those teams that made the playoffs because they created a whole freaking division for them.
Right.
Yeah. So it was the Blues and the Flyers. That was the year the Blues and the Flyers and the Kings and the Penguins and all that group came in. And, and the Minnesota North Stars. Who are they? The Minnesota North Stars were the Dallas Stars before they moved.
Right.
History lesson. sorry. But yeah, that's what happened there. So yeah, they would have been, so those four teams were the last. So what was I saying? So if Vegas makes the playoffs, they will have already exceeded that expectation, because no expansion team made the playoffs their first year since. And so if they do it, they will have already exceeded that expectation. So it's like, that what will cement this whole thing that they are for real, and they seem to be for real. They play like they play to win, you know. And how appropriate?
Yeah, absolutely.
In Vegas, you play to win. You know what the hell? You might as well.
Well, yeah, and that's the house always wins. Isn't that like their go-to?
Yeah, that was the joke from
but it was a joke, and people were like, oh, lame and, you know, cocky and whatever else. But you know what? They have a damn good record. And for a bunch of players on the team, and maybe I shouldn't say without doing a little bit more research, who have or have not played together before, they've got it, you know. They looked good, and it's, you know, that's, yeah. It's one of the first times I will say that, you know, that it's in, I don't know how, for some reason, like when it comes to college basketball or even sometimes in football, there's always a Cinderella team. You don't really see it so much in the NHL. So, you know what, if it happens for them, good for them. You know, there was a lot of negativity, and we talked about this earlier this evening, towards the name, the location, who was picking, you know, who was on the team and whatever else. And it's like, well, shit, they shut us up last night. So whatever, you know, and, but I don't have a hatred towards them, to be honest. Not like when other teams, you know, we got to play against and you're just like a fucking hate.
Well, it's easy. You know, it's easy not
Marshawn
to have,
it's
easy not to have a history, not to have a hatred, rather, when you don't have as much of a history. And so.
Well, exactly. That's what I mean. Like, so I can't go into it like how I feel about the Marshawns and the Charas and the Crosbys and, you know, those asshats that I'm like tired of. And then you get into, so for these guys, it's like, well, hey, there you go. And isn't there, there's like a new expansion team. There's something coming in like Seattle or.
Well, that's
Washington or something.
That's the talk, is that, they're one step closer because they're, I don't know what happened. There was a recent story that, I forget what it is, but they're getting the green light from the city for a new arena or something like that. And I don't know, because they don't have an arena in place now. I think the NHL would rather expand to some place that has an arena ready to go as opposed to kind of a replacement for the time being, and then waiting,
okay.
Waiting. And I think everybody who's been paying attention knows that's Quebec City. That's not Seattle. That's not Houston. That's not any other place. Quebec City, they are ready to go. And but the thing that's hindering that is because, you know, we don't need another Eastern Conference team. Need another Western conference to balance everything out. So that's the stumbling block there. So, but I mean, it's looking good, I would say, for Seattle, but they got to get their shit together as far as getting a building put together.
Right. I thought it was a little bit more, a go, to be honest. Like, I figured that they had a location. They were, going to be ready.
They probably do, but it's just, it's not built yet. It's got to get final approval from the city. So, the NHL,
okay.
The league is going to drag this out as long as they can until
it
gets ready. But they're saying, basically they're saying, okay, if you can get all your, your ducks in a row, you can get all your shit together, you can come up with the money. Which I heard the expansion fee is now would now be $600 million. $600 million. Just for the expansion fee.
Which is fucking insane.
I thought I lost you there.
But yeah.
Because I'm
Was that your Austin Powers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't get all your boy shorts in a wad because of that?
No.
Okay, good.
No. I had my Austin Powers moment earlier today.
Oh, yeah, did you?
I did, twice. But anyways.
Talk about it?
No, not really. Unless you feel it's necessary.
Nah.
And,
what happens in Vegas stays
good.
In Vegas.
Yeah. So we're all good. But no, I got your Austin Powers.
Okay. That's
all good.
All right. Well, yeah, there's not a whole lot of hockey that's going to go on because of the holiday, so nothing to recap. Okay, so I'm going to get down on my knees here, what's left of them anyway, and do a little bit more begging. Please, 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 ladies and gentlemen, you on the other side of the earbuds, a speaker, whatever, please donate to the Power Play Point podcast. We are in desperate need of equipment upgrade and storage fees to cover the cost of that and stuff like that. Please, We need that desperately. So it's blueliner77.podbean.com that has a PayPal link. Or if you don't want to pay through PayPal, you can email me at blueliner70. Sorry, I'm getting my contacts screwed up here. GLHALLOWED. That's a GLHALLOWED at yahoo.com is my personal email address. You want to make alternate arrangements there, do please contact me there. There's a couple of other different ways we can arrange for that. You want to make your contact through Anna. She is at
On Instagram, Aquanox49, or on Twitter, Anox49. Best ways to reach me, to be totally honest, and welcome any and all emails, messages.
Speaking of
complaints.
Speaking of her Instagram account. Did you get those pictures I sent?
Your pictures?
No, well, not my pictures, mm-hmm. but the pictures
I did get one today.
You?
Nope.
You didn't?
I didn't. What was it of?
So we mentioned last week that Pete Fisher, my good friend, childhood friend growing
up. Oh, yes. I'm sorry.
Was going to both games.
He
took some pictures.
I only saw the John Carlson photo, though.
Okay, well, I'll make sure I'll get those out to you, but, yeah. He took some pictures.
I thought you were referring to my other photos.
No. No, he took some pictures of the games he was at Arizona and Vegas, and
right.
I forwarded them to you, so I thought, and... But so I wanted you to post.
I only saw the John Carlson one.
Okay, I'll make sure you get the other one. So check out her Instagram page and take a look at that. And there are a lot of great pictures, some action shots, some other stuff that is pretty good. So I want to thank.
So even though they lost, I hope he still had a great time.
I'll get into some details off the air with you about that. But
okay,
I think he had a pretty good time. Let's just leave it at that.
Awesome.
But yeah, so he passed along those pictures. So do please, when we get those up at Anna's Instagram profile, do please check those out as well. But again, first and foremost, please donate to the Power Play Point podcast. Because, like I said, we've got some bills coming up here, stuff we need to pay for, improvements we want to do. So if you've been listening to the show at least for a while, or if you're a first-time listener, you like what you hear, you enjoy us, do please show your appreciation.
Let's hope this isn't the first time they're hearing us with the Junk Podcast.
Oh, well, that, I don't know. I don't know. Hopefully not, but we'll see. but anyway, whether you're listening for the first time or you've been listening for a while, do please show your appreciation, but with a donation, and we will obviously greatly appreciate, probably even mention you on air if you want. We do need that, not to turn this into PBS or anything like that, like I keep saying, but we're in need. So anything you feel like donating, greatly appreciate it. Okay, so I think that's going to wrap it up for this holly jolly edition of the Power Play Point podcast.
My God, you need to go to bed.
I'm not going to dignify that with a response. Anna, did you have some final thoughts? Did you have any thoughts left in your head at all?
I don't even know if I have any thoughts left, except
at all?
Yes.
Okay. I got to we'll leave it at that.
Sure. We will leave it at a hoping everybody who's listening and any Cup fans out there and any other fans out there, a happy and healthy holiday and a happy and healthy 2018. Let's just hope for the best. And yeah, that's just, I just want everyone to have a great holiday. That's just it. It's for, unfortunately for the Knox household, it was a rough 2017, and so we're looking for a much better 2018 at this point. So yeah,
absolutely. Okay, so yeah, thanks for mentioning that. So yeah, if there's a good chance, just want to get this out there, but there's a good chance we're probably not going to record next week because holiday obligations and schedule is going to be cramped for the both of us next week. So there's a good chance we're probably going to skip next week as far as recording. So this is probably going to be the last show essentially for 2017. So yes, I just want to echo those sentiments. Thank you all, loyal listeners, new listeners, anybody who's listening at this point. Anybody who's still listening, thank you very much, especially. thank you so much for supporting us, and hopefully you continue to listen. Have a happy holiday season to one and all. If you you're Jewish, hopefully you had a happy Hanukkah. If you are of other faiths, happy holidays there as well, and Merry Christmas to
cutting you off.
As I cut myself off like a minute ago, Merry Christmas to our Christians out there. And to anyone else, have a holly jolly, happily happy holiday season. Yeah, I think I need to cut myself off. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm going to cut you off. I'm going to cut you off right
now. Okay, so yeah, happy holidays to any and all listening. Happy New Year. I hope 2018 is much better than 2017 has proven to be. So thank you all, one and all, once again. And hope you've enjoyed this. Hope this has proved to be entertaining and maybe not too offensive to all. This was Anna's idea, by the way. And so the Power Play Point podcast will hopefully roar into 2018 pretty strong. And so we'll keep covering the Caps for you and keep going as far as that goes. So thanks all for listening. Anna, any final
cheers.
Thoughts?
Cheers to everybody.
Okay, great. All right. Thank you all again. Have a safe and happy holiday season, and let's go Caps.
Go Caps.
This has been another episode of the Power Play Point podcast. All episodes available at Apple Podcasts through the Podbean app and at blueliner77.podbean.com. Music by Joe McAllister, voiceover by Jeffrey Conkle.